March, the third month of the year in the Gregorian calendar, brings with it the spring equinox and the Ides of March, together with the promise of warmer days and shorter nights. Our selected poets, including Yeats, Swift, Morris, and Swinburne, who with many others provide words to bring the month to life. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
March by Alfred Edward Houseman. The sun at noon to higher air, unharnessing the silver pair that late before his chariot swam, rides on the gold wool of the ram. So braver notes the stormcock sings to start the rusted wheel of things, and brutes in field and brutes in pen leap that the world goes round again. The boys are up the woods with day to fetch the daffodils away, and home at noonday from the hills they bring no dearth of daffodils. A field for palms the girls repair, and sure enough the palms are there, and each will find by hedge or pond her waving silver-tufted wand. In farm and field through all the shire the eye beholds the heart's desire. Ah, let not only mine be vain, for lovers should be loved again. Sonnet 43, The Malvern Hills, March the 12th, 1835, by Henry Alford. Erewhile I saw ye faintly through far haze, spread many miles above the fields of sea. Now ye rise glorious, and my steps are free to wander through your valley's beaten ways, and climb above, threading the rocky maze, and trace this stream alive with shifting light, with whose successive eddies silver bright, not without pleasant sound the moonbeam plays. My dear, dear bride, 2 days had made thee mine, 2 days of waxing hope and waning fear, when under the night planet's lavish shine we stood in joy and blessed that rillet clear. Such joy unwarning comes and quickly parts, but lives deep-rooted in our heart of hearts.
A March Snow by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Let the old snow be covered with the new, the trampled snow, so soiled and stained and sodden. Let it be hidden, wholly from view, by pure white flakes, all trackless and untrodden. When winter dies, low as the sweet spring's feet, let him be mantled in a clean white sheet. Let the old life be covered by the new, the old past life, so full of sad mistakes, let it be wholly hidden from the view by deeds as white and silent as snowflakes. Ere this earth life melts in the eternal spring, let the white mantle of repentance fling soft drapery about it, fold on fold, even as the new snow covers up the old.
My Little March Girl by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Come to the pane, draw the curtain apart. There she is passing, the girl of my heart. See where she walks like a queen in the street, weather-defying, calm, placid and sweet, tripping along with impetuous grace, joy of her life beaming out of her face, tresses all truant-like, curl upon curl, wind-blown and rosy, my little March girl. Hint of the violet's delicate bloom, hint of the rose's pervading perfume. How can the wind help from kissing her face, wrapping her round in his stormy embrace? But still serenely she laughs at his rout. She is the victor who wins in the bout. So may life's passions about her soul swirl, leaving it placid, my little March girl. What self-possession looks out of her eyes? What are the wild winds and what are the skies, frowning and glooming, when brimming with life cometh the little maid ripe for the strife? Ah, wind and bar! Wind, what might have you now? What can you do with that innocent brow? Blow wind and grow wind and eddy and swirl, but bring her to me, wind, my little March girl. A March Minstrel by Alfred Austin. Hail once again that sweet strong note, loud on my loftiest larch, thou quaverest with thy mottled throat, brave minstrel of bleak March. Hearing thee, flute, who pines or grieves for vernal smiles and showers? Thy voice is greener than the leaves and fresher than the flowers. Scorning to wait for tuneful May, when every throat can sing, thou floutest winter with thy lay, and art thyself the spring. While daffodils, half mournful still, muffle their golden bells, thy silvery peal or landscape chill surges and sinks and swells. Across the unsheltered pasture floats the young lamb's shivering bleat. There is no trembling in thy notes for all the snow and sleet. Let the bullis bide till frosts have ceased, the blackthorn loiter long, undaunted by the blustering east, thou burgeonest into song. Yet who can wonder thou dost dare confront what others flee? Thy carol cuts the keen March air keener than it cuts thee. The selfish cuckoo tarrieth till April repays his boast. Thou art lavish of thy trill now when we need it most. The nightingale, while birds are coy, delays to chant its grief. Brave throstle, thou dost pipe for joy with never a bough in leaf. Even fond turtle doves forbear to coo till woods are warm. Thou hast the heart to love and pair ere the cherry blossoms swarm. The skylark, fluttering to be heard in realms beyond his birth, soars vainly heavenward. Thou, wise bird, art satisfied with earth. Thy home is not upon the ground, thy hope not in the sky. Near to thy nest thy notes resound, neither too low nor high. Blow what wind will, thou dost rejoice to carol and build and woo. Throstle, to me impart thy voice, impart thy wisdom too.